program now on the Good Day Network.
I always love that. That doesn't sound big. It's the Good Day Network. It's like the EIB network, only better. Why not, right? Think big. That's what you got to do. You got to think big. DougSteffen.com today. A lot of interesting things trending, including the announcement of our Dream Big America initiative. More on that later on in this hour. We're going to meet a couple of people who are entrepreneurs, specialists, as a matter of fact, working with and building companies that are startups. This is a big thing, and I think you're going to find it very cool. What will happen here, starting 2 weeks from tomorrow, I believe it is, every Tuesday, we're going to invite three people to come on the program. There'll be celebrity and business judges. It'll be like one of the television shows. Three people will have 2 minutes each to present their idea for support, whether it's funding, whether it's help, whether it's mentoring, whatever it is. But if you've got an idea for a business, you need to go to the Dream Big America button. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Good Day website, DougSteffen.com, where it says Trending on Good Day, you'll see the Dream Big logo. Click on that. Get some more information. We'll have 2 weeks to figure out how we can get a lot of people involved. You know, it's very interesting. On the same line is below my picture with Charlotte is the crowdfunding enterprise that I have for my dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. And we're learning as we do this. It's all about growth. It's all about experiment. It's all about trying to see what worked. I was talking earlier, and you hear me all the time talking about succeeding. I've never failed, ultimately, knock on wood, with anything that I really, really, really wanted to do. And I've used the example of my dairy farm succeeding. I used the example of this radio program succeeding. I used the example of my love life, relationship stuff that may be up and down, business up and down, all the things in your life that are important to you. Sometimes it's maybe relationships with your children, other members of your family. If you really, really, really want to get it done, if it's really, really, really important to you, you can figure out how to get it done. These people that are with the Kauffman Foundation here in Kansas City and the people that are working with me on this Dream Big initiative all feel the way I do about helping. Nobody helped me when I got started. A lot of people try to put me out of business, still trying to do that, but I just kept at it. You stay on the course. And I know it sounds trite to say that. There's a certain amount. Some people have it and some people don't, and I'd be the first to admit it. Not everybody has the cojones or the stick-to-itiveness, or maybe it's just stupid drive, whatever it is, to persist and push and make it all happen. Even on Sunday, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I wake up sometimes. I did last week. One day I woke up and I was fed up. I'd had enough. I wanted to just walk away from the farm and move to California. I was going to go get a truck that day. I was that over the edge with the problems that I was having. And I said, you know what, this isn't worth it, the aggravation, the stress, blah, 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 blah. Plus things were unpleasant in the relationship circle, and I really was taking a lot of things seriously. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. I have no value here, it would appear. The kids want me to move to California, get the truck, I'm loading up my stuff, I'll leave this stuff, everybody can figure out how to do the farm, I'll see you later. And, you know, I worked, I said, I called my, this is like true confessions. I called the real estate guy, my friend George in Santa Monica. I said, you know what? Find me a house. I want a four-bedroom house that's near the, I went through the whole thing. I'm coming. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to move to California. Forget the farm. And, you know, of course, it's foolish, but it was the way. And I know how many of you feel because it's so difficult. There are so many different hurdles. The government is always in your face. The banks are in your face. People who don't want you to succeed, who are your competitors, they're in your face. It just is one thing after another, after another, after another, after another, after another. And at some point in time, you say to yourself, what in the name of heaven am I doing this for? I had somebody tell me, you know, and I don't want to make this too personal, but we all in our love life have these ups and downs, and you confront them and you deal with them, and there isn't. I have never loved a woman. I'm happy to say this because it's true. I've never, excuse me, loved anybody like I love Meredith, but there are there are defects that come across on both sides, and sometimes they're easier to deal with than others. But you either want to stick to it, or you want to try to make it work, or you don't. And in some circumstances, it just sometimes it just thinks you'd think it's just like that. And so, okay, you think, I'm gonna make that work, I'm going to try to make it work. But you don't make things work. They either work, that's the other side of it. You cannot put a round peg into a square hole. It doesn't work. So at some point, you have to give up and move on, or you figure out what you sort of cut your losses and move on. That's also something that is successful, because you'll know at some point you just say, I can't do this anymore. And somebody said to me, why would you keep doing this, when it came to understanding the relationship Meredith and I have? And I said, because I love her. And that's something, when you love the farm, for example, I love the farm. Wouldn't you build the farm? I love it. It's cost me a lot. And I bet there are things in your life that you have maybe stayed with because you had a principle. This radio program, this endeavor, I'm the only guy in the country who's doing a radio program like this. I have all this support from Radio America, all these great guys there, and the women who work with me, and various other people that I've worked with at various other networks, Genesis, the people at Media Management in New York, the people who have believed in me over the years and who have supported what I'm doing. You can't do stuff like this on your own. You can set the tone on your own, but you got to have some help. You can't, whether it's a relationship, you've got to have two people in a relationship that agree that it's worth doing. You got to have people that are radio station owners that think it's worthwhile carrying this program. You have to have people who are, I'm producing milk on my farm, they want to buy the milk. That's, you got to have it. It's got to be a two-way street. Because the world now, as I look at my own coming up by the bootstraps with no help really from anybody other than my own practical experiences, when we came up with this idea for Dream Big America and sort of combined it with the best ideas from the producers of American Idol and the producers of Shark Tank, those are television realities, but in terms of what the radio reality is, this has never been done on the radio, but yet it's a natural for radio, because you'll be able to listen to the people present their ideas. We're going to put this stuff up on our archive box here, podcasting. It'll be on the Dream Big website, but it'll be all over the place. You know how some of these podcasts have become very viral? Kenny, as a matter of fact, we have some pretty good examples. I often think in terms of radio, of Tom Likas and Adam Carolla, people who have gotten off of regular radio stations and they've made a success out of doing basically radio on the internet or podcasts. I mean, look at all of the podcasts that come from, there are literally millions of these things. I said earlier when we were talking about Paula Deen, her career is not ruined. The traditional way of delivering her message perhaps is at an end, because she's not going to be able to have the QVC thing, and she's not going to be able to stay at the Food Network. But somebody around her has got to be smart enough to know that there's a whole new world out there, and she can do all the things that she's been doing as a podcast or podcast. She could start her own, like Glenn Beck started his own cable television channel, internet channel. You can do all of this stuff if you've got help and the right ideas. And I think that's what we're trying to find, this entrepreneurial world. America has always been, for me anyway, the history of our country is built on people who come up with ideas and can make them happen. And so what we want through this facility is to be able to help people come up with these ideas and push them along a little bit with all the right advice and the people that... And I mean, I go back to Paula Deen. There's a business there. Somebody maybe that's not on her staff goes to her and says, hey, Paula, we can do all of this online. Am I wrong, Kenny? I mean, when you get right down to it, she can do everything that she's been doing on television. This is the migration that is going to people being able to set up their own thing, our podcast for our Dream Big America. Be able to go watch them anytime you want to. That's what people want. They want to be able to hear stuff when they want it. They want to be able to watch it when they want it. And that's the facility that we're presenting here. And I got to think that Paula Deen, if she doesn't have somebody around, somebody's going to get to her that's smart enough to figure that out. Yes?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. She could make videos of any of the of her cooking things and have those on her website along with her pots and pans and whatever else she's selling.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's the end of the line for her at all. Whereas it may be the end of the line for Snowden. he's stuck somewhere between the devil and the deep blue sea, literally and figuratively. Anyway, that story, that whole saga continues. It's 17 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Bah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or for the ribeye pork chop.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, the other things that are going on at DougSteffen.com today, I'm interested in the things that are trending, the immigration bill and what's going on with that. But, you know, the things that we like as you go through and watch the audio highlights, we talked last week about the future of the farm bill. We've had a lot of things. These are examples of podcasts that could step, you know, sort of set out on their own. I don't think we mean them to be that. We have all of the programs that are podcasts, in a sense, Kenny. Hour by hour of every show that we do is up there. I mean, those are examples of podcasts, for lack of a better way of presenting it. Aren't they the essence of a podcast?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So the story today from England, that's at DougSteffen.com, these UFOs, how many of you have been to Stonehenge? I'll put my hand up. I used to go by it all the time, like every year or a couple of times a year. One of the most fascinating, I remember Tony and I walking around it when we were kids in the 70s, and there was no quarter. I mean, you could go up and climb on the stones. You could sit on the stones. Now they've got it all. They built a big, across the road, there's a visitor's tourist center, and you can't get close to them anyway. The British Ministry of Defense finished up its release of about 60 years worth of UFO sighting reports last week. A 4,300-page document that describes strange sights over Stonehenge and also over the British Parliament building lay out the reason why the ministry shut down its UFO desk 3.5 years ago. The cameras and phones and all that other stuff that have made up the what now becomes part of the record. Sightings have tripled, and it's just really interesting what goes on in England. I find it a fascinating place. But you can read about what the documents say about UFOs over England at DougSteffen.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Big songs from an artist named Bobby Blue Bland. I loved when I was a jock, Kenny, and you maybe too. His songs were still in the pop world in the 60s and early 70s. And it was always fun because we invariably tie your tongue around Bobby Blue Bland.
Yes.
Right? You can't say it and not trip over it. Bobby Blue Bland passed away over the weekend at the age of 83. Who do you think was the closest to him, or he was closest to him? And it's a B.B. King era sound, all right? Who else fits into this groove?
Maybe some of the bluesier Ray Charles stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking early Ray Charles stuff, yeah. All right, what else, Evan, have you got from Bobby Blue Bland? Stormin' Monday? Okay, let's have that one. To find my baby. Won't somebody please send her home to me? Yeah. See, I've never gotten into this kind of music. I've never found this music to be appealing. But that's everybody's got different tastes. Obviously, the guy's very successful, so he found an audience. And some people like this bluesy jazz stuff. I always find it hard to think that the day is going to last. You listen to some of this stuff. You know, as I was saying before, saying, okay, I give up, I'm running for the hills. You can do that after you listen to some of these stuff. It's kind of like the old country and western. There's a real connection between R&B, some of these classic R&B guys, and the country western guys in terms of the storyline. Don't you think, Kenny?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you can be...
Okay. All right, let's do. We have one more Bobby Blue Bland. Leave it like it is. That's the way it's always been. That's the way love is. That's the way love is. So the passing of Bobby Blue Bland, we make note of on the Good Day program. 26 after the hour, Ken Kessler and Doug, the rest of the band is at least eliminated for the rest of this hour. Let's see, Richie's going through his treatments, and I can tell by talking to him, he doesn't have the strength. It takes a lot out of you to go through that chemotherapy, no question about that. So we hold a good thought for him, and he'll be back when he can be here. Jennifer is in Las Vegas. Roberta's got her technical whole thing. So here we are. In the next half hour, we're going to meet Nate Olson and Cameron Cushman, who are big-time supporters of the entrepreneurial world that I'm trying to promote with the new Dream Big America. Let's see, what would be the best word? I guess this is a trial for us to try to put into place people with ideas, with people who are going to help you make your ideas come true. So the entrepreneurship here is something that we're underscoring and celebrating. Here are a couple of entrepreneurs. I don't know if they made any money out of this. You see this, Kenny? The three people who broke into the Trump Tower last week and parachuted off the roof.
Yeah.
They used a cutting device to break locks into the roof area of the skyscraper. Trump Tower roof is 1,116 feet above street level, and so they all decided they would jump, and they did. And now they disappeared. Good night, good luck, good luck to everybody. 20 and after. Bye-bye.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more about open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication that's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and new activations only requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest
largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
So give me a couple of minutes.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
33 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program from Kansas City, the first part of this week. Happy to be here. I actually have not spent any time in Kansas City. I've driven through it on Interstate 70 and 35. And, yeah, everybody who's going east or west or north or south, if you're going through the Midwest, you're bound to go through Kansas City. But I have never... availed myself of the opportunity to meet a lot of people here or to get involved in the radio stations or the businesses. It's a great entrepreneurial city with the Kauffman Foundation located here. We're going to talk more about that with people that are specialists in trying to encourage people to start their own businesses with lots of help. That's part of the whole theory behind our new Dream Big America reality program that you can find out about. If you go to DougStephan.com, you will see the Dream Big America logo and the trending at Good Day. Read all about it. If you've got some ideas, you may want to be participating with us in this whole big gig. Meanwhile, also at DougStephan.com from today's show, did you see the story about these two guys from New York charged in a plot to develop a mobile X-ray gun, which would silently kill people that they think are undesirable? This is according to the feds, anyway. Glendon Scott Crawford, who's an industrial mechanic at General Electric, and Eric J. Fay, who is a contractor for GE, managed to assemble a van-mounted X-ray weapon in their quest to kill Israel's enemies while they slept. Now, this is something that is out of some really bad movie. The man arrested after an undercover operation by the Albany FBI team, sort of focused, I don't know, you know, you wonder, okay, these guys terrorists? They're not really. How is it there? This is a secondary story here. The FBI and the NSA tapping their phones, how they know so much about what these guys were doing? Anyway, they were charged with conspiracy to provide material support for use of a weapon of mass destruction, and they face 15 years in the slammer if they're convicted. This is, so again, you got to have your tinfoil headed straight up. Use your imagination. You've seen these. This sounds like a Ghostbuster piece to me. At any rate, this device emits lethal doses of X-ray radiation, which is capable of killing targeted individuals. And you wouldn't know, you would not immediately be aware that you had absorbed lethal doses of radiation. The effects would only appear several days after the exposure. Undercover agents rendered the device inoperable, and it posted no danger after they found out where it was and they took care of it. But imagine, just think about it, that this, I mean, the fact that it almost feels like it's out of an old Buster Crab movie, right? Some of these old, the invasion from space, some of the really bad product that was around in the 50s. zombies from outer space. Whatever it is, it just seems kind of silly. But yet it was something these guys really were serious about. And thanks to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they got the bad guys. So that's the story. You can rest easier. That's the good news. Lots of good news. Nate Olson and Cameron Cushman. We're going to meet the two gentlemen here in Kansas City with me in just a moment on Good Day.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July. She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart. It all starts here. Must be a member before 617. Points awarded 627, expire 77, and vary by status and other factors.
This report is brought to you by CoverGirl. Keeping up with the latest fashion trends can be hard to do with so many different styles to choose from. But one look is setting the fashion industry on fire. Jen Chamberlain is a beauty trends expert at Procter & Gamble.
The flaming fem look is inspired by fire. It's a color palette that goes from flame to ashes, and it has hues of fiery red, pink, cool gray, and blues. Women can set their summer look on fire with a flaming fem trend. You can blend blazing colors and smooth liner to customize your flaming fem look.
It's inspired by CoverGirl's new Flamed Out product line, which includes mascaras and shadow pots and pencils. Get the complete look exclusively at Ulta Beauty. To celebrate the new line, CoverGirl is offering a special buy one, get one 50% off deal at Ulta Beauty, one of the nation's largest beauty retailers. The offer is valid through Friday, June 28th. For more, visit CoverGirl.com. I'm Martha Padilla.
All right, 21 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program announcing Dream Big America. Go to DougSteffen.com. You'll see the logo for Dream Big America, and then you'll find out what it's all about, how you can participate, and off and on through the course of the conversation in the last couple of days. Next, well, probably from now until the 12th of never, we'll be talking about helping entrepreneurs, young people, middle-aged people. I mean, remember how old you are. Everybody's got ideas. And how can we encourage them? How can we find and support people who have great ideas that need to go to the next step? Joining me now, Nate Olson, who is from the Kauffman Foundation here in Kansas City, and Cameron Cushman, both of them work in different areas. As a matter of fact, Nate has started an operation called 1 Million Cups. And when you think about 1 Million Cups, I'm not sure whether people, depending on where their mind is, they may be thinking about paper cups or bra sizes. I'm not sure that in your case you're interested in bra. Well, you may be. I hope you're interested in bra sizes or not. And in this particular instance, we're talking about what kind of cups.
Oh, coffee cups. So 1 Million Cups is really a metaphor for how to build community between entrepreneurs. And so when we started this program about 15 months ago, we were really looking for an easy way to build relationships in the Kansas City community between entrepreneurs. Starting a company is very lonely thing.
Can
sometimes.
Be, yes.
Yeah,
that's right.
Can be very
and even
lonely.
After you've started it, if you keep it going, it can be very lonely.
Yes, yes. And so we really wanted to build relationships, and we thought, relationships happen over a cup of coffee, and we really wanted to encourage that.
So how do you identify the people? How do people come to you, or how do you go to people? Again, we're sort of encouraging. This is like a boiler. This is like a boiler room for ideas. People come to you, hey, I got this idea for making plastic covers for lights. What can we do about that?
Okay, so the program is that each week in each city that we're in, so we're in 9 cities across the country right now, headed to 20 by the end of the year. And it's a one-hour program where we showcase 2 startups, so companies that are typically less than 3 years old but are scalable ventures.
What does that mean, scalable ventures?
Scalable. So the difference between a startup and a small business is that startups are small businesses, but from the very beginning, They are intentionally trying to build their business to be scalable outside of the region. Whereas, you know, a mom and pop shop, a restaurant, you know, they don't typically grow outside of there.
So would you not support them through a million cups? Would Kaufman not likely get involved in somebody who's just trying to start a restaurant or some local print shop or something like that? The ideas have to have sort of at least national, if not global, implications.
Right. Well, the problems that the entrepreneurs face with scalable ventures are different than the problems that small businesses face. And so we
How
focus,
so?
You know, it's the scalability portion. When you think about the story of Steve Jobs, you know, getting, you know, starting his company and getting asked to leave, right? You know, the fact that you start an amazing idea, you may not be the right person to run that company. So they deal with a lot of growth issues, and small businesses have, you know, other problems that could be, you know, getting a loan from the SBA, or, you know, Cameron can talk a little bit more about what we do in Kansas City to help all entrepreneurs.
And that's one of the big things, Cameron, isn't it? The essence of finding money, because that's really what, for the most part, the people that come to you, at least at the outset, will be looking for money. They're looking for a fund way to get their idea off the ground. But then when they start listening to you guys and other people that are there from Kaufman to help, they realize it isn't just money. You got to know what you're doing, and you need support's a word that's overused, but maybe it fits here. You need somebody to help you as you drill. Once the hole's in the ground, then how do you make sure that what's in the ground is going to get out of the ground, in essence?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, every startup that you talk to is going to say, well, we need more money. We need more capital.
Right. Yeah.
And yes, we get that. But we also think that sometimes capital can actually be destructive to businesses.
How
and
so?
That's not
give
the
us,
only
give us an example of where that might be the case.
Well, we've all seen the story where the startup raises a ton of venture capital money, for instance, and they go blow money on things that they don't necessarily need.
Right.
A lot of times they skip over some very important hurdles and milestones that they need to get to in their company, like validating with their customer. Do the customers actually want the product that they're trying to sell? How much are the customers actually willing to pay for it? And so when they go right into, oh my goodness, this venture capitalist just validated our idea, we're going to skip past a lot of other, you know, growing pain processes that are really good and healthy for a startup as it matures and as it moves along the path. You know, not all ideas should be funded. Not all startups should be funded. And so I think the trick is trying to find the right mix between the investors funding good ideas and the entrepreneurs being educated enough to know that their ideas are good and getting their companies ready to receive funding.
So again, I'm a big guy for examples. Let's take somebody that you either both of you or individually worked with, some company that has maybe come looking for money, but then they did other things that were necessary for them to survive. What's a good survival story that you can tell us, some company or an individual?
Well, one of the interesting things is when you look back, we've now featured over 100 startups in 1 Million Cups just in the Kansas City area. And when we look back over time, this has been going on for about the last year, we can literally go down the list and cross off the ones that aren't in business anymore. Mm-hmm. And each of them, they've either shelved it, they've gone out of business, they've taken a day job, they've done something different because for all kinds of reasons their startup didn't work.
And some of those people that presented to you and you said, this is what you need, but they didn't take your advice.
It's not that they didn't take our advice. You know, startups fail for all kinds of reasons, and each one of these has a very unique story. So I think, you know, we could probably cite a few different examples of where funding played a key issue, but every startup has its own story. Everyone fails for a little bit of a different reason.
What about success, though? Where are the successes?
You know, I think success is defined in a lot of different ways. A lot of people think that once you get that venture capital investment, once an angel investor funds your company, that you've got it made. But that's only half the story. I think the real success has come. We just had a recent exit here in Kansas City where Sprint, the big telecom company, went and bought a small app development company. Well, that's a huge
success.
It was
started here?
Correct. It was started here. The company was called Handmark, and they made a lot of great apps, and they were already working a lot with Sprint, so it made sense for Sprint to acquire this company. And that's really a great story.
How did they get started? What was the story of them, the person who had the idea? How did they come along and get to the point where they were known, got customers, and then ultimately get bought? Because everybody, well, not everybody, but most people start a company now, they in their mind they think, okay, exit strategy, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, I want somebody to buy me out.
Well, contrary to popular belief, this was not the, you know, the 20-year-old Mark Zuckerberg. This was a guy named Augie Grassis. he's you know, definitely at the end of his career, but yet has started several different
technology.
Well, and now especially that he's got this this big sale that just went through. So
maybe really he's by choice at the end of his career.
I think that may be right. He may not have to work again. But yeah, this was his second or third venture that he'd worked on, all in the technology space, and he has some fascinating stories to tell about technology in the early 80s.
What did he do with the other two things that he started?
I think they both came out pretty well also.
Did
so
they?
He definitely
so
knew what he was doing. Definitely knew what he was doing and made a lot of money and a lot of, you know, provided a lot of jobs and brought a lot of new technologies to the market. So when you talk about somebody who's really had an impact on Kansas City, it's entrepreneurs like Augie Grassis from Handmark.
All right. So, but in terms of you've gotten started, you're at this for a year, so it takes... In your mind, how long does it take? And I'd ask either Nate or Cameron for this. Is there a time that you figure you look at something and if it isn't successful in a year or 2 years or 3 years, then it isn't going to be? I mean, what do you train these people that are coming through the encouragement tunnel?
I mean, I think the most important thing is, you know, it just comes down to the things that we all know. It's hard work. It's talking to your customers. It's validating your idea that it is a good idea, and then actually having people who pay for it. You know, the one thing I always notice when people are presenting is how well they know their customer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the person who knows exactly what the average spend is by a customer.
The guy who's a closer
on their website.
A man or a woman who knows how to close.
Exactly, and knows how to take care of those particular customers, and then knows how to find new ones.
Mm-hmm.
So many companies, they know that the idea in their head is great, and they know people are going to pay a lot of money for it. But unless you actually talk to customers and you have those results,
you're not a businessman.
You're not a businessman.
Right.
You're kind of worthless.
Yeah.
And so we really stress: go talk to your customers. And this is where 1 Million Cups has really been helpful, because every week in 9 cities, these startups are able to get in front of. In Kansas City, it's grown to about 225, 250 people a week.
Really?
And you say, okay, here's my business. You get 6 minutes to present your idea, and then the community will say, well, I really like it, or I want to make a connection for you, or I'll like you on Facebook. And it's really been baked into the community that the question always comes up, what can we, as the 250 people in this room today, do to help your startup?
So why are you connecting with us on Dream Big America?
Because we know that there's a lot of great startups that are happening all over the country. It's not just about what happens in Silicon Valley or Boston. And we want those companies to get exposure. And we want the American people to know about the great work that those startups are doing. Some of these companies, you know, they don't need much. They need more customers. They need you to like them on Facebook. They don't need the, you know, million-dollar venture capital investment. And we just want to provide that opportunity for these startups and that exposure.
Yeah, I've been really privileged to be able to travel the country and meet with a lot of these entrepreneurs. And, you know, we meet in half of our locations. We meet inside of coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Houston, and I'm listening to one of the entrepreneurs present, and he's got a space startup. Like, he literally makes machinery to mine asteroids. You know, and no one would hear about that. No one would hear about that idea if we didn't have a mechanism to pull those ideas and show them on a national basis. And
right.
So I think 1 Million Cups is going to serve as the feeding mechanism to
for
discovering which startups are out there.
Yeah.
And they're really in places that a lot of people don't look as cities of innovation. You know, we're in Des Moines, Iowa, we're in Cedar Rapids, we're in St. Louis, Kansas City, growing, you know, to 20 cities across the U.S.
Great states in the middle of the country, the heartbeat of America, as they say. So if people have an idea, you can go to the number one, 1MillionCups.com, the numeral one, 1MillionCups.com, with your idea, and perhaps you'll end up on this radio program that we're going to start in terms of what we have and what we're going to be offering, the neat stuff. This is the idea workplace, the workplace of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, you're sort of entrepreneurs yourself, in a sense, right?
Yeah. This is very much a startup.
Yeah, right. So we're going to work together and help everybody out. Thank you, gentlemen. Nate Olson and Cameron Cushman from the Kauffman Foundation here in Kansas City, helping us to start Dream Big America. Good luck, guys.
Don't Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to update us on some of the late stories, the questions that people are asking. And he's brought to you by the folks at Solana Health, who are responsible for bringing you Cardiol and also CoQSol, two good products that we'll talk about in a few minutes. James Gandolfini is dead. Apparently, it was a cardiac arrest. Didn't seem to have any signs of it. What is your observation on this, Ken?
Well, I think it's just time to review the risk factors, because the most important thing for each one of us to know whether we're going to follow this fate is to know our own risk profile of the number one killer of Americans, a heart attack. And now we're talking about smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, family history for heart disease, stress, inactivity, poor diet, obesity, and it's knowing your numbers, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight.
Yep, that simple. And at 51, there are a lot of people who are overweight. And he wasn't obviously an athlete. He wasn't the picture of health, but he didn't carry himself like he was hurting. He just, one of these things. I would think, though, as an actor, somebody who's public, you'd know what condition your body was in. I mean, that's, as you suggested, you got to know what's going on in your body.
Well, some people are very concerned, but some people feel as though it doesn't matter. They're going to lick it because they're who they are.
American Medical Association says obesity is a disease. Is this a joke?
Well, this is a huge breakthrough, because now hopefully insurers will cover when physicians provide care for obesity. So many people, you know, 1 in 3 in America are troubled by this. And right now, so much of what we can offer people is not covered by insurance, because up until most recently, it was not considered a disease, except by a lot of physicians. And you know, sometimes, Doug, you're challenged by allowing this to be a disease. And this is where, you know, we're going to not blame the individual, but we're going to consider it a disease. And this is a controversial area.
I don't think it's controversial. I think it's ridiculous. I don't see any controversy at all. I know it's going to be that way, but obesity creates a disease. But is it a disease? How do you come up with that conclusion?
Well, there's been, because you want to blame the person for the problem.
I don't want to blame anybody, but I think people have to take responsibility.
Well, okay.
Why should we be those of us who pay more in insurance because other people smoke or eat too much of the wrong foods and abuse themselves?
Well, let me just update you. The reason why this was decided to be a disease is because there is some late-breaking research in the last year or so showing that people, once they get to a certain size, that the feedbacks that you and I have that tell us when we've eaten enough or too much don't work well. They break down in the body, and people, no matter what they do, start gaining weight. And this is a controversial area because people do have your opinion where they think it's personal responsibility. But some of the research is showing that even when people do everything they can, they still gain weight. And there's a group that will say that everyone who's obese wants to lose weight, but they just can't.
Mm-hmm. Food for thought, for sure. Speaking of that, autism is now tied to air pollution. The story, reading between the lines here, things that are in air pollution like mercury, hello, and the people who used to say, well, the mercury shots that you get aren't going to cause autism, 2 and 2 is still 4 for me. You know I'll never give up on this one.
Right, but that's not where this study brings us, so let's not go there.
It talks about mercury in the air.
Study looked at the pollution that's in diesel motors.
And that's mercury particulates.
And it found an association, not necessarily cause and effect, but an association between people, kids who are exposed to a lot of the pollution that's found in diesel motors. So maybe, Mom, if you're pregnant or you have a very small infant, you may want to try and keep them away from diesel engines.
All right. Well, maybe that's my problem. I'm around all these diesel tractors all the time. The problem that causes heart disease and heart attacks and stroke, cholesterol, something that's dealt with by the folks at Solana Health, with Cardiol being their number one product. You and I have been talking, Ken, about this for almost 2 years now, and we've been offering people a free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Pay $8.95 shipping and handling when you call 888-809-6424 or go online to cardiol.net/Ken. But in a short amount of time, this CoQ-Sol has become very important. All these studies show that you need, 200-300 milligrams a day of CoQ10. So the folks at Cardiol, at Solana Health, have come up with a better one than anybody else has, CoQ-Sol. And you can also get a free 30-day trial of that by calling the same number, 888-809-6424, or going online to cardiol.net/Ken.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.